Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Osborne Blowjob Masturbator from Tracy's Dog. So, all right, here we have the Osborne Blowjob Masturbator. It's got a really interesting... It kind of reminds me of a Xenomorph. It has, like, this weird kind of space-age design. None of these matter. Like, all of this is just for show. This whole kind of aesthetic doesn't mean anything. It does have a Type-C USB charge port, which I do appreciate because that's the same port my smartphone uses, which means I get a free USB-C cord, which I love. USB-C type cords are like $10. So, you know, your cord breaks, you need a new cord for your phone, they're 10 bucks. Pretty expensive for a cord. So whenever I get a free one from these sex toys, always a good day. So anyway, aside from that, what's going on with the toy itself? So the controls are up here. You have a power button, you have a suction button, and you have a vibrating button. So we got power, suction, vibrations. That's all good. All right, the toy itself is over here. And it is a, generic hole. Again, not bad. It has a textured kind of... I'll show you the insert a little bit later. So this is a very similar toy to things I've reviewed in the past. I remember praising this toy, or toys like this, when they first came out. This is a sucking, vibrating masturbation toy. Now, I've reviewed, I think, two or three of these now. And I thought they were really cool when they first came out. I didn't realize this was, like, just the newest thing, and everyone was going to come out with their own. So I guess it's just the nature of China, since they don't have... you know, copyrights or patents or anything. Or they do, but no one really respects them. So whenever something comes out, they have like 10,000 versions of it. Everyone makes one since there's no reason not to. So this is another suction vibration kind of toy. So the way you turn it on is you hit the power button. All right. Try it again. There we go. So the light comes on and you can hit the vibrations. So you can hear that. And then you can hit the suction. This is this other button. You can see it, actually, you can see that. Wow, you can see right into it. So the suction causes the insert to tighten. That's how that works. So basically you stick, you know, you stick your stuff in there and you can see it, actually, I think it's, oh man, see, like it won't let my finger go. I know you probably don't believe me. You probably think I'm just playing. But here, look, here. Watch the insert. Watch it depress when I stick my finger in it. I'm not even doing anything. I'm just like letting my finger kind of naturally rest. So it sucks. Ah, see that? Well, here, I'll fight it. I'll show you. I'm going to wait for it to suck and I'll fight it. Okay, so that's how this, you get the picture. It sucks you in, it doesn't let you leave, it gets tight, it feels good, and it also vibrates. So, there you go. Alright, let me turn this off for a second. Alright, so, how does this work, you might ask? Well, as you can see, it has, can the light get down there? That kind of nub on the right side is a bullet vibrator. It is hard mounted into the cup. And then you see those other things, those are the suction. So we got the suction and we got the bullet vibrator. Now here's the insert. You can see there's a hole in it for the bullet vibrator. Now there's no like stick or anything to make sure that the bullet vibrator goes in the hole. You just have to kind of line it up and then use the suction to kind of pull the insert down in place. And that doesn't work very good for this one. I don't know if you noticed this, but man, this light is just not getting down there. So the bullet is over here on this side, right? So I'll put the insert down and I'll try to line it up with the, let me make sure I got this right. Okay, so I have the insert lined up. And this is a giant pain in the ass to get the insert in. You can see it wants to fight you for some reason. I'm pushing it in the thing and it's kind of, look, because I'm pushing it, it's not going down. So let me turn the suction on and see if that helps. Alright. Okay, so now the suction's on. So that... Get in there. Alright. Come on. And like, it's not the gloves. It's just... There we go. Just, it finally... It finally happened. Alright, see what a giant pain in the ass that was? Alright. So, that's the Tracy's Dog Osborne Blowjob Masturbator. Now, like I said, I've reviewed a couple of these so far, so let's do a side-by-side. So this is a similar toy that I've reviewed in the recent past. I can't remember exactly which one. First of all, this one has a waterproof kind of gasket, but if you remove that, okay, I can't, my. Anyway, it's a type C as well, so you get the type C, but it has a waterproofing kind of rubber thing, so that's a bonus. All right, the insert, very similar, except notice something. This insert has like a plastic ring on it. It's like, it's in the TPE, so like I can squeeze it, you can kind of see it. I don't know, I mean, maybe you can't really see it. There's a plastic ring that's flexible, but still rigid, and it's built into this part of the insert. All right, so I take the insert out. You can see there's the hardwired bullet vibrator, just like the other one, except there's no dedicated pocket. Instead, the bullet vibrator can basically rest against any one of these ridges. There's no dedicated pocket, which is way better. And you'll see, watch me put this insert back in with the bullet vibrator and it won't get in the way because there's no dedicated pocket where the bullet vibrator has to go in that pocket or it's not gonna work. Look how easy that was. Went right in. As far as how powerful it is, a couple things to show, so we'll turn it on. All right, so we have the vibrations and the suction, and notice there's a couple buttons. These buttons release the pressure. So when you're using the suction, for example, okay, I had to turn off the stupid auto exposure bullshit for my camera. Sorry about that. All right, so this button allows the toy to go into like max mode when you're about to come, and then this button releases the pressure from the suction in case it starts to hurt. And I think that having a button to release the pressure when it comes to suction toys is important. You don't want it to suck too hard and then you have to wait for it to like let you go because it's painful. And this one does not have a suction button. So when it comes to these two toys, like I'm just using these two toys as an example because they came out around the same time and they do roughly the same thing. This toy has a waterproof gasket to cover the charge port. This one doesn't. This one has a release button as well as a maximum settings button when you're about to come. This one doesn't. So also, you may saw, the insert was much easier to put in and probably clearly because it didn't have to have a dedicated bespoke pocket on the insert. It could basically rest against any one of the little grooves. It went in a lot easier and was a lot easier to use. This one was a giant pain in the ass to get the insert in. And I think these are about the same price too. So the Osborne is $72. It's normally $80, but it's on sale. I don't remember how much this costs, but I don't think this was like a crazy expensive $100+ toy either. So I don't even remember what this one was. I know I reviewed this recently. I can't remember who made that. Anyway, my point is I do like the idea of the sucking, vibrating toys, but this one is not the best of in the breed. So I've reviewed several of these toys so far, and this one isn't the best. So, like, how to fix this? Number one, the pocket on the insert, get rid of the pocket. Do like what the other one did, where there's like channels and it can go down either one. The insert's way too hard to put in. There's no button to release the pressure in case the suction is too hard. there's no waterproof gasket to cover this port in case you get water on it, which can happen. You could have lube on your hands. Anything could happen. You get liquid down in this port and the toy's broken. And when you're talking about this isn't that expensive. It's basically, this is in the $50 to $100 range. So it's not like a crazy expensive thing, like it's going to break the bank. But you're spending close to $100. You expect a certain level of quality. I do appreciate the kind of ergonomics of the toy. These grooves, I guess they do serve a purpose. They do make it easier to hold. Whereas this toy has like kind of almost like a vegetable. It has like the little ridges. But you can still hold it fine. I guess between the two, there isn't too much of a difference. I think this one, the ridges prevent your fingers from kind of sliding up and down, which they can on this one. But it ultimately isn't that much of an improvement. I do like the aesthetics of this one more than this one. But it's the functional differences that make the difference to me. The insert is better for this one. It has additional buttons for releasing the pressure or increasing the pressure temporarily. And it has the waterproof thing to protect your toy from getting damaged from liquids, which when you're masturbating, there are liquids. There's lubes, there's cum, there's liquids. And when you're mixing electronics and liquids, things break. So all things being considered, this isn't a bad toy. It works. It's just not the best. I've reviewed several toys similar to this and they're better than this toy. So, it's not bad, but for $72, you could probably get a better version of a toy like this. So if you're interested in a sucking, masturbating kind of toy, which you should be because they're awesome, but if you're into this type of toy, just don't get this one. There's other toys that are similar to this toy that do the same thing as this toy, that are about the same price as this toy, that are better than this toy. So I'm sorry, Tracy's dog. I can't give you the gold medal for this toy. There's just too many things holding it back. It's not bad, but it's not the best. And if it were like significantly cheaper than the competition, then I could say, okay, well, if you want to spend more money, then you can get this better one. But for its price, it's great. The problem is this is close to $100. So it's within the same price range as the better versions. So you're not saving any money getting the inferior version. So you might as well just get the better version. If you want to lower the price to probably somewhere around $40 or $50, between $40 and $50, I'd say, given the drawbacks of this model, that would be a fair price. But close to $80, no, you could do better than this. So I know, I'm sorry. They can't all be winners. They can all be winners. I can't just give every toy a recommend because then people won't. They just know that I'm just doing it for the money. And I'm not. It's not about the money. It's about sending a message. Anyway, I do have a coupon code. I'm not sure if it's good for the whole site or if it's only for this toy. If it's good for the whole site, like I've worked with Tracy's dog before, they do have good stuff. I just wouldn't get this particular toy. But if the coupon code is good for the whole site, then there you go. Check out their site. Use the coupon code. If it's only for this toy, then unfortunately, I would not recommend this toy. Take a pass. Better luck next time. Try one of the other toys. They make good stuff. There's good options to be had. This just isn't one of them. So, sorry, Tracy's dog. I still love you. It's nothing personal. Just, they can't all be winners. But anyway, I do check out the coupon code. Thank you for watching. This is Turtling Monkey, and I'll see you next time.